Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over something that you should do when you're doing a bid for a green pool cleanup, and that's explaining the process to the customer so that they know why they're paying so much for you to be out there to turn their pool back around from being green or a swamp back into a blue, usable, crystal clear pool. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So I've had lots of experience cleaning up green pools. I've done my share of swamp green pools that, you know, looked like they weren't going to be turned around, but I was successful in doing it. Sometimes, however, you definitely need to drain the pool. So I'll cover that a little bit also in here, kind of assessing the green pool. But mainly I want to focus on the fact that a lot of times when you're bidding for a green pool, you'll go out there and you'll tell the customer it's going to be $400 or $450. And they kind of look at you like, you know, are you crazy? Or, you know, why is this so much money? And of course, you'll find guys charging a lot less for, I don't know what reason they would do that, because they're not making any money. But a lot of the times, you have to explain the process to the customer to kind of point out why the price point is so high. And also, you're going to point out, of course, the fact that they may need to actually purchase something else on top of that, which is either new cartridges for the filter, or maybe a new motor or pump, anything in that regard, because the pool is green for a reason. And the reason why the pool is green is because the pool is neglected in some way, either the chemistry or the equipment or a combination of both. One of the things that you should do when you first get to a green pool, I'll preface it with this, is that you should turn on the pump to see if it even works. And that's kind of an important factor, is to turn on the pump to make sure it's even actually going to work when you do the green pool cleanup. Sometimes the pump's not even working, the motor, I should say. So make sure that that's actually functioning before you do anything. But besides that, you want to let the customer know. Sometimes they just moved into the house, it's green, or they let it go and it's green. And there's also some red flags there too that I'll cover. Probably a lot of things I have to cover in here. But the first thing you have to do is explain the process. So let them know that you're going to need a lot of chemicals to get the pool cleared up. Or you're going to need to clean the filter multiple times, depending if it's a cartridge or a D filter. If it's a sand filter, you definitely want to probably do the flock method, where you add the aluminum sulfate first. But I'm not going to go over the process here in this too much detail. So let the customer know that, number one, you're going to be spending a lot of money on chemicals. Number two, that you're going to take the filter apart, if it's not a sand filter, you know, two or three times in some cases. You're also going to let them know that you're going to be inspecting the cartridges and the grids for any kind of tears or wear. If the cartridges are worn out, they're going to need to order new cartridges also, so that's going to add to the cost of the green pool cleanup. You're going to inspect the equipment to make sure that the motor and pump are functioning properly, that the pool is going to get the proper flow. Also let them know that you're going to run the pump for 24 or 48 hours, and so there's going to be some electricity usage on their end, on their bill, because you're going to be running their pool 24 to 48 hours, sometimes longer. And then after the green pool cleanup has started, you're going to have a longer runtime also of 12 hours or sometimes more. So they need to know that, so that sometimes I had customers where I do the green pool cleanup and I tell them I'm going to run it 24 hours, but I forget to mention that after the fact I need to run it longer so that the pool is circulated for a longer time, and I'll come back and they have the on-off trippers down to like 4 hours, and so it's going to short-circuit the whole process. So explain in detail that you're going to run the pool a lot longer too for the first week, and then explain that the chemicals cost you money, your time that you're going to spend there brushing the pool, cleaning the pool, vacuuming the pool up, getting all the dead algae out. All of this costs money and time, and so charging $400 is actually not outrageous, especially if you consider that in California, to have your filter cleaned is about $65 to $85 on average. So including the filter cleans inside the green pool cleanup, if you do it two or three times, that's the price that you would pay to have those filters cleaned on a regular basis. And of course, you're inspecting the filter too, so you're using your expertise out there to kind of analyze their filter to make sure that it's running correctly. So besides the actual physical cleanup of the pool, the chemicals, cleaning the filter, you're using your skill and expertise to analyze their equipment and also to make sure everything's running correctly so that you can actually turn this green pool around. So they're paying for your knowledge also. It'd be kind of like if you call a plumber and they quote you, you know, $300 or $400 to install a water heater. You're paying them for their skill so that the water heater's not going to leak water or explode on you because it's not hooked up correctly, and you gladly would pay a plumber that money to connect your water heater correctly because you know how important that is for your house not to have the water heater leaking in your garage or have the gas leaking. Why wouldn't you pay a pool professional that kind of money to clean up a pool that's green and unsafe? And of course, you may have gotten a violation letter from, they may have gotten a violation letter from the city on that. So why wouldn't they pay you that amount unless they're just being really miserly about the cleanup? And that could be the reason why it's green in the first place. So one of the things you're doing also while you're giving the bid for the green pool up is kind of looking around the property to see how it's maintained, kind of assessing the customer to see if they're actually going to complete the payment on the green pool cleanup, because that's also one of the things you have to realize is, why is the pool green? Why did they neglect it? Was it an equipment problem? They just lick it out of hand. So you kind of have to know the background of why the pool is green in the first place so that you're not going to get stiffed, so to speak. I always recommend you get half the payment up front. Definitely you want to get them to pay you through Zelle or PayPal or some way to get that money, or cash, whatever, and explain to them that you need some of the funds to get started on it, to purchase the chemicals, to get started on the green pool cleanup, so you're going to require some money up front. Make it not like you don't trust them, of course, like, Mr. Jones, I'm looking at your yard here, it's really a dump, and I don't know if you have the money to pay me, you know, definitely don't say that. But in your head, you want to kind of assess that as a factor, that you don't want to do all this work and get stiffed at the end, in other words. So get some money up front, explain the reason why you want the money up front, and I think a green pool cleanup should be something that you really educate the customer on, that it's a process. It's not going to be blue within a week. Sometimes it may be murky blue. It's not going to definitely be sparkling blue for 2 weeks, and it requires you to run the pool 24 to 48 hours the first time you do it, cleaning the filter maybe multiple times. Also, if you're going to use the flock method, you want to explain to the customer that you're going to leave the pool off for 24 to 48 hours and not to turn the pool on, to make sure that it's effective and that the pool may look murky and it may look greenish still for that time period, but it's definitely going to do what it needs to do for the sand filter. It's going to clump up all the algae so that it can be easily filtered out. So explain that to them. Explain to them that you're going to run the pool longer after the green pool cleanup starts, and that you're going to be back maybe two or three times during the week to continue the green pool cleanup process. And then there's going to be maybe a follow-up the week later. If they don't want weekly service, you're going to have to kind of coach them on how to maintain the pool afterwards so that it's not all reversed on you after you leave the property. I would encourage them to have pool service, of course, because if the pool is green, you can definitely maintain it and keep it blue for them for the foreseeable future. So there's a lot of things that go on when you're doing the green pool cleanup bid. You just can't walk back there, quote them $400, $450, $500 without explaining what that entails, explaining that you need some money up front, explaining the process itself, and the fact that there's a lot of skill involved in turning the pool around. And again, while you're there, you're assessing the equipment, making sure that you can actually turn this pool around. sometimes the equipment is insufficient for what you need to do. And that comes with experience with doing multiple green pool cleanups, knowing exactly if the equipment is going to work or not effectively for you to do that. And so if they need to buy the cartridges or the grids, I always give them a little bit of a discount on the price on that. So for instance, a full set of 8 grids, if you have a 60 square foot D filter, I would normally charge the customer, you know, $250, $260 to install the grids and for the price of the grids. But since you're doing the green pool cleanup, you can give them a little bit of a discount on that. And same with the cartridges, you can give them a little bit of a discount because you're there to clean the green pool up. You really don't want to gouge them at that point for the product itself. You can always make that money up during the green pool cleanup. And if they want service, that's even better. You can make the money up with the monthly service. So you want to kind of keep it reasonable to some respect because you want to get the job done. And you don't want them to reject the bid because it's outrageously high. But they need to know that they may need to pay extra for the filter elements or the cartridges or the grids. We call them elements in the industry. But cartridges or grids, they may need to replace those. And that's not included in the green pool cleanup for sure. And, you know, the other follow-up chemicals that they may need are not included either. So let them know that if you charge for anything besides the green pool, the chlorine and things like that, if you use the Pool RX or something like that in your green pool cleanup, let the customer know that's an extra charge for sure, that you're just charging them for the chemicals that you need for the cleanup, but anything afterwards is an extra charge. You don't want to lose money on a green pool cleanup. And it does take a lot of time and labor and effort to do the green pool cleanup. So by charging too little, you're really hurting yourself. You're kind of spinning your wheels out there if you do a green pool cleanup for anything less than the market rate, which, you know, includes your filter cleaning multiple times, the chemicals, and your time. So if someone's doing it for $180 or $200, I would say they're not making any money on it. They're actually hurting the industry, and they're actually not doing themselves a favor for doing it so cheap. They're going to burn themselves out doing that. Typically in California, most green pool cleanups for an average size pool start at about $400, maybe $350 if it's a small pool. And depending on how bad the pool is, it can go up to $500. You may just want to drain the pool in some cases, but that still costs money because when you drain it, you got to clean the algae out, you got to do a chlorine wash. And so even draining a pool would be close to the $400 because typically to drain a pool in California, we charge $200, and then you're going to do a chlorine wash and add and other things to the pool that takes time. And so it's not going to be extremely cheaper than turning around with chemicals versus draining the pool, and then let the customer know for sure that their water bill is going to be a lot higher because of the extra water they're going to put in to refill it. So in California, in my area, to fill a 12 to 14,000 gallon pool, the water bill is typically about $120, $130 extra for that 2 month period. And the larger the pool, you're going to get into the area where you're going to get fined or penalized for excessive water usage in a lot of counties and cities. So let them know that if they have a 30,000 gallon pool, they may reach a threshold where they're going to face penalties, and it may cost, you know, $100 in penalties or more. And so the cost of the water may increase by the pool size, depending on the area you're in, of course, how much they charge for water. But they also need to be aware that draining and cleaning a green pool by draining it and chlorine washing it and refilling it is going to be very similar or even more expensive than doing it chemical-wise. The bottom line is that you need to educate the client on both methods, either draining it or cleaning it with chemicals, and why it costs so much for either process, because your time is valuable and your expertise is valuable. And if you're looking for additional resources for your pool care, check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99. I also have some pages on green pool cleanup there for you if you're interested in learning more about the process. And if you're in the industry and you're looking to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program. With over 250 members currently, the coaching program is really taking off, and you can get real-time help directly from me or from the group chat. And there's also discounts from the different manufacturers that are part of the group. You can learn more about that again at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Cool Guy Podcast Show. The Cool Guy Podcast Show. The Cool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.